the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip, something to help you stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on KRML, I've provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that will keep you out of debt problems. And remember, do not be discouraged by small steps. With most of my tips, you'll see results in a week or two. Just stay on track. Today, let's review some basics. First, in my bankruptcy practice, it's common for clients to simply not know where all their money goes. Every month is a matter of just muddling through. But getting present to your finances is a huge step toward getting control. As a first step, actually find out what you've been spending. Set apart some time and print out your bank records for the last 2 or 3 months. Go through them carefully and actually sort out every expenditure by category. And if you've been taking my advice, you haven't been relying on credit cards, so this is your actual money we're talking about. At this point, you're not making changes, just learning where it goes. This may take a few sittings to get complete, but you'll see things a lot more clearly when you have your spending all mapped out to the penny. Second, map out all your credit cards and other installment payments. List them by name and account number with balances, interest rates, minimum payments, and due dates. This can be confronting for some people, but it's necessary. Since you've already put the cards in a drawer, you're now going to develop a plan for paying them down. Start with setting automatic payments from your bank account so you'll never miss another payment. Late fees can be a big setback. Then concentrate on that card with either the highest interest rate or the lowest balance that can be paid off quickly. Make paying down that one card your highest priority. When it's paid, focus on the next card. Having the exact status of your cards in mind will also support you in your commitment not to use them. Third, order a free credit report. There are many websites that will do this for you, but avoid their pitch to pay 15 or 20 bucks a month just to protect your credit. Reviewing your credit once or twice a year is plenty, unless you've had some kind of problem. If there are any errors in your report, make a written complaint to the credit bureau in question immediately. They have to respond within 30 days. Fourth, it's not a sin to negotiate with your creditors. Call them and explain your situation frankly. Make it clear that you'll do everything you can to work with them. Most lenders will agree to a workable plan if you explain your limited options. Have your credit mapped out so you can present a specific option. Aim to cut your payment by a third, say from $600 to $400. If you get nowhere with the phone rep, respectfully but firmly ask to speak with a supervisor. Last for today, a tip that applies to all efforts to get control of your finances is to be on the same page as your partner. Competing interests are suicide. All your efforts could be in vain if you're not equally committed to your goal. This applies to controlling spending, becoming present to your actual financial situation, and in choosing the steps to regain control. Have a real heart-to-heart conversation and don't keep secrets. Put everything on the table. A united front will increase the likelihood of your making progress. Folks, gaining power over your finances is a series of these small steps. But those first small steps can lead to a feeling of hopelessness, the feeling that the problem's so big that nothing can be done. And because we can't solve the whole problem at once, we often discourage ourselves from even trying. I'm here to encourage you to take those small steps and to create those good habits that can make a change in your life. And you'll see changes in a week or so, even if you ultimately have to come see me about a bankruptcy. I want to be sure you've made every possible alternative. If you have questions about getting control of your finances or about bankruptcy, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my complete archive of Friday Financial Focus shows, or call me in Salinas for a personal consultation at 424-1764. That's 424-1764. Initial visits are always free. So join me here every Friday on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours for your Friday financial tip. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller saying, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.